If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. I fell asleep early, and I got up at 12:49 a.m. because I couldn't sleep thinking about last night's New Hampshire primary. And I wasn't disappointed at all. It was as good as I could have hoped for, or as the movie said, as good as it gets. Hillary Clinton got trounced, absolutely trounced by the madman, fanatical, ideologue, socialist, Marxist, Bernie Sanders, whom I don't dislike. I don't dislike him because he's pretty straightforward. Hillary, they can look at so many keys. She is so disliked. She lost in every age group and got just trounced in the younger age group. Hillary's a pathological, criminal, lying. I can go on and on with the adjectives. It's unbelievable. So I was like, it was like 60, 59 and 8.8, like 60 to 38, about 22%. It was so gratifying that I got off in a good mood this morning, and I got off in a good mood with Trump winning too. Trump is no doubt a bully, a braggadocio, but he is voicing the sentiments that so many of us have, absolute, utter anger. He goes way over the line. And just to show you that people still support him, they're still voting for him. Now, Cruz is my number one choice. Trump is number two. And the rest of them, well, they're all rhinos. But any of those rhinos is 1,000 times better than Hillary or Bernie Sanders. So I want the one who has the best chance to win. And right now, as we move on to South Carolina, Donald Trump is that guy. And you can analyze this and you can analyze it and analyze it. Pundits don't know what they're talking about. Here's the mistake. Someone whom I just spoke with this morning described Jeb Bush as a dork. And my response was, so what? I'm describing Trump as a bully and I'd vote for him. I'm describing, I haven't described Rubio, Cruz, but disliked. I like him more because he's disliked by the left and the far right, than the conservatives, even though he's a evangelical. This is the mistake people make election after election after election, and they still don't get it. Stop voting on looks. Stop voting on personality. Doesn't matter that Jeb Bush is a dork. He's competent enough, but if you like his views on immigration, if you like his views on Common Core, then vote for the guy. I don't, and the majority of Americans obviously don't. I don't care that his campaign has been a travesty. Mitt Romney's campaign ended up as a travesty, and this country would be so far better off if Mitt Romney were president that I think even the ignoramuses a lot of them who voted for Obama realize it. Too late. You're never welcome in my club. Not the second time around. Madeleine Albright, I could just lump her into a group of people I just can't stomach. I was thrilled when she got up there in front of an audience, and what was her comment? It was something like, if you're a young woman and you vote, don't vote for history, you'll go to hell. What a stupid thing to say. And Hillary standing there with that fake cackle and that applause. I don't get heartburns. I only get a heartburn when I listen to Hillary. I mean, that was a, Hillary, the big supporter of women and feminists, that, you know how many women that turned off? She lost like 95% of the vote to the younger demographic. Let's go to the outside and even the other side. And even though after Trump and Kasich, and I'm not a Kasich fan, he's for Common Core. He's for expanding Medicaid. He's for really supporting immigration with amnesty, the amnesty bill. And I don't hate John Kasich. I don't like him. I don't dislike him. Again, John Kasich or Bernie Sanders, John Kasich or Hillary Clinton, tell me how many times I can vote for Kasich. He's not going to win this, by the way. But what he did was put a dent in the others, so much so that Christie is walking and, Christie's an impressive guy in town halls and this tough talk. It comes right down to what Christie really is not the guy. But let's look at reality of things here. Look how look how fat he is. Do you think his life is in danger at any time? Why? And on the other side, you got two candidates. One is 74 years old with a number of minor medical problems. How's he going to be in 4 years doing his presidency out of a hospital bed? And how about Hillary? Don't tell me Hillary's well. She isn't. All of these are factors. Take Trump, 69 years old, spry, energetic. I couldn't keep up with him. Does he sleep at all? But I mentioned the tactical mistake that was made by Madeleine Albright. Because they are? They're just flat out stupid. Now, I'm not going to try to sound like Donald Trump. I could help these people in a PR campaign run their campaigns and realize that if you focus, stop attacking people in your own party. Stop it. If you just talk about how you're anti-amnesty, all immigration right now, as far as I'm concerned, we're in such trouble. If you are anti-trade, the trade pact, not anti-trade. If you want to have Obamacare repealed right away, if you want to get the Keystone Pipeline in, if you want to keep Guantanamo, you got a case because the majority of Americans supported it for the NRA and preserving your Second Amendment rights. Most sensible Americans support this. And Trump has just jumped right in on it. Our relationships overseas, and especially our foreign policy, where we're going to kick their you-know-what, and we're going to build up the military and take care of our veterans. I mean, these are true statements, which shows how shrewd Trump is, how smart he is, and how I believe he really believes it. Oh, he says some things that nobody else could get away with, and I keep saying, why, to myself, why are you saying this? What happens every single time is ratings go up. Why? People hate Washington politicians. They hate them more than they ever hated them, and a time has come. This is revolutionary time as far as voting is concerned. Throw all of the bums out. Now, Marco Rubio became Rick Perry in that debate when Christie started to say, see, his memorized speech. And if Marco Rubio didn't talk so much about his parents coming over here and the same line that he kept using over and over here regarding our national defense, and he just kept saying it, memorized. And when he was accused of doing that, he kept saying the same thing, a really dumb move. It dropped him into fifth place, not far from the cluster of other governors, but in Marco Rubio. But you know what it is? It's one of those moments those impact moments that will live with you when they go back, just like Rick Perry, just like so many other politicians, opened their mouths, said something really stupid or irretractable, like Howard Dean giving a scream out. Oh, can you imagine Howard Dean as president? Here's an example. I talked about, I don't care about personality. I don't care about looks. I only care about what they believe in and what they've chosen to do. Do you know that I know people who are related to Howard Dean and know him, and they say he's the nicest guy in the world? And I got a feeling he's a great guy personally. But his politics are so far off the deep end, it's just unbelievable. And I don't know what it takes to wake people. I mean, they are waking up, obviously, in support of Trump. And they're waking up with a strong socialist movement, and that's the youth of America, because they don't, by and large, they don't understand. This stuff never works. Bernie Sanders will bankrupt the country. All of these candidates are so much better, maybe with the exception of Hillary Clinton, than that guy in the White House who's on a destruction course. And as I mentioned yesterday, is he stupid? Or does he know what he's doing? The Chris Christie, Marco Rubio argument. Christie said he doesn't know what he's doing. Marco Rubio said, yes, he does. And the answer to that is, oh, yeah, Obama knows exactly what he's doing. And he doesn't care about the personal contempt leveled at him from people like me and others. He's on a mission. I'm on a mission here this morning, and I'll continue with that mission right after these messages.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
Okay, I was just thinking, and I think we got a little echo here, Brian. Okay, testing. Still got the echo. Here we go. All right. What I just said about how people vote, of course, there are exceptions. When you have the very unattractive and old Bernie Sanders, I mean, 74 years old. I mean, he looks like a nut, doesn't he? Like a mad scientist. He looks exactly like Larry David, which is, I mean, I get laughing hysterically when I see one of them or the other mimicking each other. I mean, it's funny, but Bernie Sanders is not attractive. So who do you got left? You got Hillary Clinton. Blech. So in this particular case, it doesn't matter whether you pick the better looking candidate, but how can a seasoned politician, 25 years or so, even longer, we could go back to her days in Arkansas. Can you imagine the humiliation losing to a 74-year-old rabid, fanatical socialist from Brooklyn? It's unbelievable. Hillary's hate quotient is really up there. Are you going to add me to it? I hate Hillary Clinton. I hate her for everything she stands for and for everything she's done. And she's still in trouble over Benghazi emails. What was in those speeches she gave to Goldman Sachs and the Clinton Foundation contributions? I mean, she's in more deep, you know what, but you know, if you watch her, she's so, and this is a good trait in politics, she's so thick-skinned and so devoid emotionally of any of this. She just attaches herself. When you think about an 11-hour testimony on Benghazi and a 13-hour ordeal where four brave Americans were killed, and she has a celebration at her house, talking about how well she handled that. In other words, how well she lied. It's disgraceful. It's just absolutely disgraceful. When you look at this guy in the White House after beheadings, goes out and plays golf, goes to campaign fundraisers, takes his family on multi-million-dollar vacations after tragic events. Couldn't spend that much time in San Bernardino with the families who were lost. He had to head off to Hawaii. What, he spend less than an hour with all of them? You want to talk about poor optics? Just on that alone, people should just rise up and say, I don't know who else is running, but I'm not voting for these people. And who's sitting in the wings waiting? Equally as bad, John Kerry, who I've said and I'll say again at the risk of boring everyone, he's really learned Hollywood lingo. I think he is anti-American. He's anti-Semitic. And I'll tell you what else he is. He's a dunce. to have him run again, to have Al Gore come in, to have Elizabeth Warren. Well, what may happen, and I think if Hillary is, if we are lucky enough to have Hillary indicted, and it looks like it may be coming because it's so blatant that I don't know why there wouldn't be a revolution if she isn't indicted. Then what, do you got a ticket of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren? I think a lot of what Biden said and did, I mean, you have to when you, you know, when you work for the president of the United States. I mean, you have to do what's called, just like the jerk in the press conference, Josh Earnest and Jay Carney before him. I mean, this is your job. I mean, they take it to such extremes, it's hideous, and I turn it off because I couldn't sit there with a face of respect asking them questions unless I try to nail them. And I've been at White House press conferences back in the 90s, and I would. I don't have any interest in doing it anymore. Yeah, there are just things I don't have any interest in doing. My interests really specifically are doing what I'm doing right now. These are contemptible people. And the ticket that worries me a little because of the stupidity level in this country is Biden and Elizabeth Warren. I mean, he had one or two aneurysms, but it seems like he has one a day. And this has nothing to do with the terrible death of his son, Beau. I mean, that, everybody felt for him over that. Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, pulling in $350,000 a year while she was at Harvard for what, teaching an hour? You know what my mistake has been in life? I say this little sort of tongue-in-cheek. That I didn't become a liberal radio talk show host, and I didn't adopt a fanatical liberal approach, and I didn't try to get comfy with the likes of Clinton and Obama and work myself. Maybe that's my mistake. I'd probably be sitting here with millions of dollars. I don't have any regrets about that. Now we move on to South Carolina. It kind of gets interesting. Can a 74-year-old Brooklyn socialist make it down south? The answer is absolutely not, unless he's running against Hillary Clinton. And her trust factor for young women, I think, was 95% who didn't trust her and 5% who did. I mean, this is just unbelievable that we're going to elect someone we don't trust. Now, this is a lot of mistrust with all the candidates, including Donald Trump. And I've sat down and I've tried to internalize this and think, why is he, is it just this power drive that's, or does he really want to do something? Why would you take 4 years of your life and come out at 73 or 74 and look 80? I don't care who it is. You put in years at the White House, you age. So Trump is going south. He's going to mop them up in South Carolina, and he may in Nevada. And then when he goes to the far south and you start to get the evangelical and left-wing vote, I hope it's Cruz, because as long as it's Trump and Cruz, I'm okay. I'd rather say Cruz and Trump. Not going to complain about Trump. I'm ready to take a chance with Trump. Oh, I'm ready. In spite of the fact that, I mean, I think he's pompous, arrogant, braggadocio, and flat-out idiotic in using the P word the other night. I mean, I'd never do that. First of all, if I ever did it on radio, it'd be my last show. And it's going to be really interesting to see if there's an establishment candidate that will move up and what the strategy should be. And the strategy should be, there's going to be two outsiders and Trump and Cruz, and then there's going to be one insider, one rhino who's going to surface, whether it's Kasich, Rubio, or Endless Pockets, Jeb Bush. I'm not going to come on. I don't know who it's going to be. I mean, Kasich was strong up there. I don't think he's going to fly in the south. He's too liberal. Rubio, I think he's a slick phony, and Jeb Bush, he's so far to the left Again, I got to be careful because I'd be contradicting myself by saying, you know, he's an elitist. Because remember what we said? Remember what I said? Personality and all this doesn't matter. Well, if you just throw that in, I'm not a Jeb Bush guy. He's had things easy his whole life. The difference between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump motivation is Donald Trump has this consuming desire to win at whatever he does. And in this particular case, I'll go out and I'll say it's a particular desire to win to make America great again, if I can coin that from him. All right, I think we'll take a break before we come back to more politics to round things out. I wanted this to be at least a majority of political show today. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just two for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back for a little bit of a change of topic. And I'm happy to have joining us Stacy Navarre. It's spelled N-A-V-A-R-R, I believe. Is that correct?
N-A-V-A-R-R-E.
Navarre. Oh, R-R-E. Okay. And you can Google her. She is the author of a terrific book by his design, The Who Series. It's published by Tate Publishing. So you can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com to get more information and to order the book. And Stacy, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
All right. It says here, and the name of the book is by his design, The Who Series. Is this a series of books? What's the basic theme of it?
So it is a series of books. The second book will be out sometime this year, the Days of Creation. But this is the first book of that. And so the theme of this particular book is Philippians 4:13. And so it all centers around we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But then I try to break it down so that children can understand, well, what does that mean for me? What can I actually do with that? Can I make an apple tree create bananas? Can I make an elephant quack like a duck? What does that really mean? So through scripture and humor, I try to guide them so that we can all discover how God's designed us with a special purpose and a special design. And
yeah,
so
you go ahead.
And so we just find that, you know, you'll never see a tree with fish hanging from it, and you'll never have a person with wings that fly like a bat, because that's not how he designed us. And so I take the kids back to Genesis, and so they see how God commanded the plants and the trees to produce after their own kind, and, you know, how he created man and woman in his own image so that they can be fruitful and multiply. So through humor, I try to get kids to see the heart of God.
Well, I like your approach. You know, in order to get people's attention, it just doesn't have to be kids, but it's really anybody. You should tell a story. And by telling a story, you can give them an education and you attract their interest instead of making it in a straight pedantic way where, you know, people just nod off. I really like this. Have you had writing experience in the past? What led to the writing of this book?
Well, I guess as a child, I always wrote, you know, little plays and little books and things of that nature, but never really thought about it. And went off to college, became an occupational therapist. And later on in life, after four kids, I started thinking, you know, I really need to put some of my thoughts on paper. And so I started, you know, little books, and my kids, you know, would crack up, and I thought, well, let me try to get it published. And so that's how it, you know, started.
All right. What do you think makes this book a little different from other books like it? There have been a lot of books written with, you know, with humor in it, and maybe it doesn't have to be the Bible that it was teaching, but something else. If I said to you, what are the distinguishing characteristics of this book that should make people go out and buy it? How would you answer that?
I would say my books speak to the very heart of God, and I use very simple terms. And it's conversational. So, you know, I have a pig that has an insatiable desire for bacon. I have a bear who has a zillion questions, and they're usually questions that most of us have, you know, if we read a scripture. And so I break down the scripture, but I put it on a, you know, a child's level. And so then I have this owl who keeps saying, who loves me? And so I break down the book or break down a scripture in a very humorous way, but then you get to the very heart of who God is and what is he saying to you. And so that's what I've noticed with a lot of the response with children is that, oh, that's what that means. And so they get the scripture, but they also get it in a humorous way. It's not, you know, so conformist that it's in a box. It's, oh, okay, I can understand what you're trying to say to me. And so they end up laughing, but then they're drawn to God in the same, in the same vein.
Well, was there any particular reason you chose four friends and an owl to discover the mystery behind God's creation? Why an owl?
Because he says who. That's the only thing he says.
And oh, okay. Duh, I got it.
Yeah, and so throughout the book, you get to learn these characters and their personalities. And so you know, Monkey, he has conspiracies. You know, this may have happened because of this. And so, you know, each one of them wants to produce something. You know, Bear wants to produce some more apples. But how do I do it? Can I do it in my own strength? You know, Monkey wants to produce his own bananas, but can I do it on my own? And what they realize is that these things were done miraculously. You know, God called them forth with his voice. And you can't just say, produce a banana, and it comes forth. And so throughout the book, kids kind of, you know, understand that it takes the strong hand of God in order to do miracles and not us on our own.
Do you believe in miracles?
I do. There's so many things that have happened in my life that it cannot be anything other than the work of God, you know, being raised by a single mom, you know, being paycheck to paycheck. And somehow we always had more than. And it just seems like throughout my life, he has touched me in such a miraculous way. And so I couldn't look to man. I could only look to God. You know, I had a miscarriage. And I prayed so hard for that. But through that miscarriage, I learned him as Abba Father. I learned him as my healer, that I was able to walk through many things in my life, not because I relied on myself, but because I relied on my faith through him. And I know it was a miracle from him that, you know, I was healed through so many things in my life that it could only be, you know, the work of God.
When, you know, when you write a book, you have your thoughts, you combine those with experience you've had, and you put forth what it is you're doing. I certainly have been surprised, as I think all authors have, after their book is written, that people come back and comment on the book. And, you know, personally, my reaction has been, gee, I never really thought of that. Has there been any of that that has come back to you from the feedback from people who have read them?
And it's mostly from parents and their small children, because it's so conversational that, you know, I really never thought about what does it mean to be able to do all things through Christ? Are these big things? Are these small things? And how are our steps actually ordained by him? And so that what I try to give forth is that he has purposed your steps. My steps are not going to be your steps. And so it opens up an avenue for questions of what does it mean to have a personal relationship with Christ? Is that just something that I can read in a book, or am I going to have a personal relationship with him, and what does that mean? And so from parents, you know, parents' feedback and little children telling me, you know, I want to know more about him. And that's what my goal was that once you read my book that you have sort of a hunger, that who is he? Why would he love me so much? And I want to know him more. I want to know more about him. And so that was, you know, the beginning of this series is, you know, bringing up different questions and maybe, you know, creating a hunger and a thirst in little kids so that they can learn more about God.
Is there a segment of the population that just won't buy the book? Agnostics, atheists, people who are irreligious, people who don't follow anything. Is there something you can say to attract them as a reader?
You know, I would say just read it for the humor, you know, initially. And if there's something that is in it that will tug at your heart to say, you know, I want to know more, then I would encourage them to find out more. But I would say initially just read it for the, you know, for the reading. Read it for the conversation. It's also in Spanish, and I've gotten really good feedback from that. But I would say initially just read it as a kid's book, as a it's a quick read. You know, sometimes when you have little kids, they want to, you know, read me a book at night, read me a book at night. This is such a quick read that you can read it to them quickly or they can read it to themselves. And so I would initially just say, just read it, just for the humor, because it's a very funny book. And then if there's something in it that, you know, just, you know, you have a question about, I would encourage you to, you know, to dig deeper from there.
How many books do you intend to write in this series?
As many as I can.
Okay.
I'm so passionate about, you know, God, and so whatever he lays on my heart, I just want to keep writing. So like I said, the second book of the series is Days of Creation, and so that should be out sometime this year. But
all right, thank you for an upbeat segment. It was great talking with you, Stacy Navarre. The book By His Design, The Who Series, published by Tate Publishing. Thanks so much, Stacy.
Thank you.
All right, more after this break.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings because the people he has on that show can change your life.
All right, quick reminder, joining us Friday will be Steve Forbes, the author of Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. And right now on the tails of that little announcement about selling, I'd like love to introduce a real pro with an organization representing an organization that's had a remarkable reputation for years and years. His name is Chip Doyle. The book is co-written with Kim Booker. Chip is joining us as an experienced Sandler trainer, and he's got very, very impressive credentials, but I want to have him get in as much as he can on the book. The name of the book is Selling to Homeowners, The Sandler Way, a proven success for selling products and services to consumers in their home, and it is published in paperback by Sandler Trade, and very valuable book. Chip, welcome to the show, and let me begin, because I want you to use every minute here by saying, it's just this common saying, I didn't coin it. People do business with people they know, they like, and they trust. So you better get that down first.
Absolutely. It's crucial that relationship selling matters in the home just as much as it does in business.
And, you know, in terms of home sales, it's changed. It's a different kind of challenge than doing things online, than doing it, say, in an automobile agency. In a sense, that there's a captive audience. It provides advantages, but certainly disadvantages if the individual doing the selling takes the wrong approach and is too busy listening to himself or herself and not what the potential or qualified consumer or customer wants. Correct?
It's so true. You know, when a lot of my friends, when they heard I was writing this book, there was a little bit of pushback, like, oh, you know, who sells to homeowners anymore? I mean, if I want to buy something, I go to Amazon or someplace like that. The reality is there are certain products that people still buy in the home. They're going to keep buying them in the home for a long time. And regardless of the efforts of Costco or Amazon or name your favorite retailer, it's going to have to be done with the homeowner at their actual place of residence where they live. And it's different because think about it, you know, in most sales, normally the prospect comes to you, or if it's a business-to-business sale, you go to the person's place of business. And in many cases, they're being paid to deal with salespeople. There's a job title called procurement, and these folks get paid a salary to interact with salespeople all day long. That's their job. Well, not the case when you're going to someone's home. You know, it's an entirely different dynamic. You know, it may be that the Labrador has a big influence on whether or not the salesperson is successful. So the relationship, the way of conducting the sales call is different. And, of course, you're in their domain. Now, one of the advantages, of course, with in-home selling is that they've invited you into their home. So you've got a bit of an advantage there. It's not
exactly
like you're making a cold call. And people, you know, it's really hard to tell a salesperson, hey, we're just looking, when they just invited you into their home. And a lot of salespeople, I don't think, understand the fact that most homeowners are busy, and if they've got a problem that your product or service can solve,
not immediately,
to
not totally discards it, but eliminates the qualification process you either go through in cold selling or dealing with any interested client. If they're inviting you into your home, you know you've got a built-in need or demand for what you're selling.
That's right, and we just got to dig it out and find out what it is. Now, the mistake that most salespeople make, and I know this because I've trained, gosh, probably 1,000 of them, is that they think their job is to be there to do an estimate or provide a proposal. And they're just running right forward. Let me get you that piece of paper. Let me get you that proposal, when they should be taking more time to build the relationship with the homeowner, get to know them, find out what their compelling needs are. We say the selling happens when the prospect is talking. The more that salesperson can get the homeowner to talk out their problem and their conviction to make that problem go away, the better the closing ratio for the salesperson. It's not just about giving them an estimate.
It isn't. And I think of having written books on sales training, by the way, one for Volkswagen of America years ago. You know, and it was a little different approach. You talk about features, but you're selling benefits. You can only sell the features if you talk about what the benefits are. And here, as you said, you've got to listen to what the consumer wants. As you say, they have pain points. That's the terminology you use. Encourage questions. And I always love questions where people may object to something, and you can come back and say, I'm glad you brought that up. Talk about how that works.
Well, one of the things in Sandler that's a little bit different than what you just said, and is still not something that my clients struggle with, is this notion that we don't really want to talk about features and benefits. We want to ask the client if they have problems that we can solve. Like a doctor. When you go see a doctor, they don't say, hey, look at my degree. You know, here's this new drug that I've been prescribing frequently. The doctor says, what are your specific symptoms? What are your problems? Does it hurt your shoulder when you lift your arm? Are you experiencing any stomach discomfort after meals? They're very focused questions. And it's completely normal for a good in-home salesperson to get good at asking these questions and finding out what the pain points are, because we really don't want to talk about what the client needs. And that's another thing about in-home selling that's different. This is a big ticket sale, and the homeowner almost has never made the purchase before. You know, how many times do you buy a new air conditioner for your house or remodel your kitchen or add on a new roof? It's not something that the homeowner knows what they want. And so unlike a car dealership or a grocery store where they've bought something like this before, or they can send it back if they don't like it or test drive it. You can't test drive a roof. You can't test drive an air conditioner. So the stakes are higher for the in-home sale, and there's more responsibility on the salesperson to be good at asking questions and making sure that he or she is finding a good match for that homeowner.
Yeah, I mean, the point's well taken. I'm a little frustrated here because there's so much to cover in this book and we're out of time. I'm telling you, if you want to get an education with a company that has a reputation for decades, Sandler, by selling to homeowners, proven process, selling products and services to consumers in their homes. Co-written, Jim Booker and our esteemed guest, Chip Doyle. Stay on, Chip, as we close out. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Steve Taylor.
The opinion.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,